Resurrect the Republic! And this ought to blow your mind. Resurrect the Republic, Dirty Uncle Sam! Truth Radio broadcast on RBN. Tom Lacabara Stewart. Bruce Ray Riggs. Eric Hughes. Lori Anderson. Chris Cave. We're coming at you tonight with a special report. All over the news it has been. CNN has reported. Washington Post has reported. Many other things reported that Judge Roy Moore, Supreme Court Justice out of Alabama, running for the Senate, went on a radio broadcast stating how everything past the 10th Amendment should probably be scrapped, but more importantly and most importantly, that the 14th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution is unconstitutional. This is something similar to what Donald Trump was saying, which got us quite excited, because all of us, everybody who's listened to our show knows that we're anti-slavery. So we're not even going there because that's the first thing that they're going to try and smear us with. We want to bring back slavery. No, we always said was the equality could have been easily granted in a sentence rather than four sections of an amendment that usurped and overthrew states' rights and our sovereignty. Now, on this tonight's broadcast, I have opening the show with me. He's not feeling that great, but he's with us anyway in spirit. Mr. Bruce Ray Riggs, welcome back, brother.
What's up, y'all?
There's that. There's my Floridian. Well,
hey,
go ahead.
I sent you a thing with 16 points of law. 15 of them on how the 14th Amendment is unlawful and was never properly adopted. And one point of law pointing out properly adopted, the supremacy clause would still strike it null.
Yes, sir. And in that short amount of time, from the time that I talked to you this evening until we just went live, I want everybody to know on my Facebook, on my Twitter, and in the description to tonight's show, you will find a link that says the 14th Amendment is unconstitutional, our proof. Okay? In that is Bruce Ray Riggs' 15 points. It is published in an article. You can click it up, print it out, and share it around. It's a great article. It's great historical content.
Guess what I used it for?
What'd you use it for, Bruce?
I got caught with some marijuana camping in Heber Springs, Arkansas, and they got me for possession and paraphernalia. And so I did a jurisdictional challenge. As you can see, there's probably a couple of cases on there for jurisdictional challenge. And when a jurisdiction, I did it under oath. I had it notarized, and I used those 16 points of law, the 15 and the 1, saying there's no lawful jurisdiction for the court to have a proceeding. And when you do a jurisdictional challenge, the Supreme Court states in the case law that's cited that the burden shifts to the court, and the court must attach proof of jurisdiction, otherwise the entire proceeding, conviction, if any, is invalid.
Nice.
But the state of Arkansas couldn't prove there was a lawful state known as Arkansas pursuant to the federal constitution. I got them in Article 4, Section 3, and Article 6, Paragraph 2. Just like I got Florida, they couldn't show the past five Florida constitutions haven't been correctly adopted. Now get this, I'm looking at 2 to life right now in Oklahoma. I got pulled over coming back from the dispensary again, and had a couple bags of marijuana, but because they were in separate bags, it's a sales charge. And because it's a sales charge, I'm looking at life.
Wow.
2 to life. So right now, I've already talked to the prosecutor in Oklahoma, and he couldn't answer how Oklahoma became a Reconstruction state. I said, well, the Reconstruction Act was a punishment government proposed by Congressman Miller only for the 11 southern states because of all the bloodshed they caused. In fact,
the
paragraph of Reconstruction only names the former Confederate states. And he's like, well, Oklahoma wasn't a state since 1907. I says, you're right. So how did you get stuck with the punishment government created in 1867? For the southern states, you guys wasn't even a state for 40 years later. You know what he said? I'm not qualified to answer that.
He's not. He told the truth.
Yeah.
How about that? That's something else, brother. Tonight is a special night for me because of this whole thing with Judge Roy Moore and hearing somebody running for Senate who declares that
the 14th Amendment is unconstitutional. He knows what's going on. This is the same judge that was thrown off the bench for removing to pull the Ten Commandments down off the courthouse. Same guy. So he's kind of a guy that I admire because he sticks to his guns. So I'm really thinking that, Judge Roy Moore and Donald Trump, I know that Trump knows about this, but we need people that know the truth and weren't afraid to talk about it. Now, he's kind of backpedaling a little bit, saying he was taken out of context. No, he wasn't taken out of context. He knows the truth. And this is so important. So, you know, folks, I'm still in federal holding, but I had to reach out to Bruce. There was no other better way to tear this open. Well, Bruce, we have those 15 points. We're going to publish them. We also have a clip of your breakdown on the 14th Amendment that we're going to share with the audience tonight. Is there anything else you'd like to tell us?
Go over them. It's actually 16 points.
16
points. The first point shows even if the 14th Amendment was lawfully adopted, it still violates the Supremacy Clause. And the next 15 points shows how it's unlawful. 15
There you have it, folks. There you have it. I have it. It's at tomlacavera.blogspot.com. It's on my Facebook. It's on automatically publishes to my Twitter. So all of you that are on Twitter, it's RTR Truth Media on Twitter. You guys know my Facebook that hit my Facebook. Or it will be in the link to tonight's description on the podcast. The link to the 16 points are there for you to go over and you to read.
And that is not a copy and paste. I spent over 300 hours putting that together.
No, I know. No, I copied it and pasted it from the work that was done. We also have, for anybody that you know DirtyUncleSam.com, as well as ResurrectTheRepublic.com, if you type in into Google Reconstruction Replacement Government Research Documentation, there again is another piece of it's undisputable. It's absolutely undisputable. If I challenge anybody out there, and we've done this before, Bruce, remember we've done this before, we challenge anybody out there to refute any portion of our research here that we have at ResurrectTheRepublic.com, DirtyUncleSam.com, and the Blogspot.com, the TomLacavera.blogspot.com. I challenge anybody out there, any of the people that want to say, oh, they want to bring back slavery. No, that's insane. That's insane. Slavery is abhorrent.
The 14th Amendment brought back slavery.
Yeah, to everybody.
The 14th Amendment brought back slavery. It made us all economic slaves.
Yes.
How much money does each of us owe on the national debt? What do you think that is? Thanks to 14th Amendment Section 4. Learn about it.
Oh, can you only imagine what they're teaching kids in school today? Oh, wait a minute. Tomorrow's episode is just going to be heartbreaking. They're teaching kids this Marxism in school, Bruce, that's just driving me nuts. I'm getting people that are sending me emails all over the place. They're dumbing our kids down so bad, it's just not funny. It's scary to this point.
Give me one generation, and I'll change the world.
Well, we're going to keep...
Stalin.
Stalin. And it's been more than one generation, and now it's from the local schools. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. This was a commu-fascist amendment that was put into place that was tricked. They tricked people into thinking it gave them something. Well, it didn't give them anything. It enslaved everyone.
Do you know everything. How easy it is to prove the 14th Amendment's fake?
Yeah, I know. I know, but you tell the public.
Okay. Had enough in for 8 of the former southern states voting to abolish slavery, ratification would have failed. Passed by one vote. Georgia was the deciding state. And 5 months later, the 14th Amendment was struck down by northern and southern states. The main argument had nothing to do with slaves, the fact that it took away state rights granted in the Constitution. Then the southern states by the 39th Congress were declared unlawful states to have no real governments, and they were said to be military districts, the southern states. Then Ulysses S. Grant replaced the state government with military officers in suits. Some of them were black, which I could care less about, but they didn't have citizenship till after Reconstruction. So therefore, we had non-citizens voting. They replaced the state governments, and new governments were erected, Coleman versus Miller, according to the as well as the appendix of the 14th Amendment, also says that. Now, that violates Article 4, Section 3 right there. No state shall be formed within the borders of an existing state without the consent of that state and Congress. Anyway, the military districts, not the former Confederate states, voted and adopted the 14th Amendment. And then after that, the rest, they were allowed to become states again once those states voted on, adopted, and ratified the 14th Amendment. So states never adopted the 14th Amendment. Military districts adopted the 14th Amendment. Now, nowhere in the written letter of the Constitution can you ratify an amendment to the Constitution with a territory or a military district. I'm sorry, folks, it requires states. It only gives that letter states, nothing else. Nothing but states can do that.
Yep, and you know what? I believe that this Judge Roy Moore, I believe that he knows the truth. I mean, he's an Alabama Supreme Court justice, so I'm sure that he's well familiar, especially with the Georgia Memorial to Congress. I'm sure he knows.
On my website, bluebitswill.com, I show where the United States Congress said in 1910. March 23rd, 1910, this thing was never properly adopted, and they forwarded their findings to the Attorney General. March 23rd, 1910, saying the 14th and 15th Amendments was not adopted pursuant to the Constitution. I know the Attorney General's been busy. He's only been 107 years. He's going to get to it eventually. But, yeah, it's already been said. It's already been proven. They had a congressional hearing on it, 1910.
Well, I'm going to ask these folks out here that are listening tonight, proveitsreal.com, resurrectthe republic.com, and this latest link that I just posted with Bruce's 16 points, all of this combined information, it's irrefutable. It is absolutely and positively irrefutable. I challenge anybody, any lawyer, any judge, will debate anybody on this show civilly. We'll bring them on and please sit down and have at it. Prove us wrong. At proveitsreal.com. Proveitsreal.com. Look it up. Read it up. Send the links out to your state senators and legislators because they're not working for the republic form of government that they were supposed to be working for. Isn't that right, Bruce?
That government actually resided, I die, 160 years ago. Hasn't convened since. You know, Section 32 of the Libra Code, which is the general, also known as General Orders 100, is what Abraham Lincoln enacted in the middle of the so-called Civil War that Congress never declared. It was the martial power jurisdiction used for, under conquer and conquest. You'll find it towards the bottom of proveitsreal.com with a link to yale.edu, Yale Law University. You'll see Section 32 of the Libra Code, or General Orders 100, required the states to sign a treaty of peace to settle that martial power, because they never have. All the executive orders numerically go back to the first one Lincoln signed the day the Civil War began. At the same time, it's left what was the government, the Constitution created, and a permanent state of timeout martial law limbo with a Reconstruction replacement government actually replacing the lawful government as a permanent state of military martial power jurisdiction was still residing in. Until the state signed this treaty of peace for Section 32, we're going to remain in this permanent limbo of martial power jurisdiction. And that's the problem.
That is the problem. I just loaded proveitsreal.com. You have, again, the Reconstruction Replacement Government, the unconstitutional Florida Constitution. That's a whole other story for another night. Plenty of links for you guys to share around to your legislators and back.
Tom, do you know all 10 southern states, not counting, you can debate Tennessee with me, but the other 10 of the southern states automatically don't have real governments. You know why?
Why is that, Bruce?
Article 4, Section 3 states no state shall be formed within the borders of an existing state without the consent of that state and Congress. According to Reconstruction Acts, new governments were erected in the southern states. Even Coleman versus Miller, U.S. Supreme Court, said that in 1929. Well, that was at the protest of the states. States like Georgia, Governor Jenkins went all the way to the Supreme Court with it. I found in the Congressional Record where the Supreme Court was ordered not to rule on the Reconstruction Acts.
Oh, Bruce, it's good to have you back, bro.
And you know, that also means West Virginia is not a lawful state because they became a state in 1863 without the consent of Virginia. That was at war with Virginia. So right off the bat, there's 10 southern states in West Virginia, according to the federal constitution, can't be lawful states. Imagine that.
Imagine that. I'm looking again at the congressional record here of June 13th, 1967, page 15641. This is a link that I'm going to be. Yep, I'm sharing this right now. I'm sharing it right now on Facebook. It's going to go out on Twitter. I want everybody to share this around to as many people as you can get. It's not letting me do it. I'll do it after the break. I'll send this out.
Page 4404, 1909, same thing. 14th Amendment was never lawfully adopted. That was 1909.
Amendment, equal protection law or tool of usurpation. It calls it a sham. This is written right into the floor. The 14th Amendment is unconstitutional. Part of the 14th Amendment, the United States Constitution, is and should be held to be ineffective, invalid, null, void, and unconstitutional for the following reasons. The joint resolution proposing said amendment was not submitted to or adopted by a constitutional Congress, Article 1, Section 3, Article 5 of the U.S. Constitution. 2. The joint resolution was not submitted to the President for his approval, Article 1, Section 7. Number 3. The proposed 14th Amendment was rejected by more than one-fourth of the states then in the Union, and it was never ratified by three-fourths of the states in the Union, Article 5. The unconstitutional Congress. The U.S. Constitution provides Article 1, Section 3. The Senate of the United States shall be composed of two senators from each state. Article 5 provides no state without its consent shall be deprived of its equal suffrage in the Senate. The fact that 23 senators had been unlawfully excluded from the United States Senate in order to secure a two-thirds vote for adoption of the joint resolution proposing the 14th Amendment is shown by resolutions of protest adopted by the following state legislators. Y'all, check this out. The New Jersey legislature, by resolution of March 27th, 1868, protested as follows. Listen to this. The said proposed amendment, not having yet received the assent of three-fourths of the states, which is necessary to make it valid, the natural and constitutional right of the state to withdraw its assent is undeniable. That it being necessary by the Constitution that every amendment to the same should be proposed by two-thirds of both houses of Congress, the authors of said proposition, for the purpose of securing the assent of the requisite majority, determined to and did exclude from the said two houses 80 representatives from 11 states of the Union, upon the pretense that there was no such states in the Union, but they were lawfully sat and constitutional. But finding that two-thirds of the remainder of the said houses could not be brought to assent the said proposition, they deliberately formed and carried out the design of mutilating the integrity of the United States Senate, and without any pretext or justification other than the possession of the power, without the right and palpable violation of the Constitution, ejected a member of their own body representing this state, and thus practically denied to New Jersey its equal suffrage in the Senate, and thereby nominally secured the vote of two-thirds of said houses. And it goes on from there. June 13th, 1967. Congressional record. Prove us wrong. Please.
Urge anyone. What people really need to realize is that government was never created for any other state except for the Confederate states only. It was a punishment government only created for the former 11 southern states. The other 39 states never should have wound up under it. if you start from the beginning of page 15641, and before you get to the page 15642, just before you get to that section you read, it even talks about how this government usurped all 50 states. It was never made for these other states. New York, New Jersey, Ohio, you folks need to wake up. You won
Oregon.
That war.
Oregon.
How did you get stuck with a government created for the losers? Oregon, you had nothing to do with this war. How did you get stuck with a government created for the losers? It's a punishment government, for God's sake. You were neutral in that war. California, you too. How did you get stuck with this? My home state. I was born in Long Beach, California. How did California get stuck with a punishment government created for the losers? They had nothing to do with that war.
That's a fact, brother. That's a fact.
We have 39 states. The first page of Reconstruction, the first paragraph, names only the former 11 southern states that government is being created for. I never found any so-called expert that could tell me how all the other 39 states wound up under that government. I wasn't created for them. I wasn't authorized for them. So how did states like Oklahoma wind up under that government? They can't even tell you.
Nope.
I asked that one, the state's attorney in Oklahoma that I was talking to, and he said he wasn't qualified to answer that.
He told the truth. That was probably the most truthful statement he could have made.
What, is he a politician? I guess. I take that back, yeah. State's attorney, might have ran for office.
Of course. Okay, yeah, you guys know that I'm in the federal facility now. I'm outside, and we have a train rolling through. So I'm going to ask Mike Bruce, bless you for coming with us, brother. I appreciate this very much. We're going to roll a clip that you and I both had put work in together. I went on Oliver Stone's son, Sean Stone's show, and you presented with documents. And we're going to be sharing that on the link, too, and we're going to be rolling that clip. Mike, you have that ready. Go ahead and roll.
Hi, I'm Sean Stone. Join us in our mission to resurrect the Republic here on Buzzsaw.
Central Intelligence Agency.
It was described by witnesses as...
You may know of Thomas Lacovara Stewart. He's a talk show host for Resurrect the Republic and Dirty Uncle Sam Truth Radio broadcaster. He is known for being someone who's very vociferous in his attack on what has occurred since the creation of the 14th Amendment. And he's also been involved with the Bundy Ranch scenario and has firsthand experience of what happened there and what was ongoing as far as the government operation against the Bundys. So he's going to join us today to speak on both topics of much interest. So thanks, Thomas, for joining us. And we got a lot to cover, but to start out, I know your show, Resurrect the Republic, is very outspoken in its thesis, basically, that we have, since the 14th Amendment, undergone basically a complete reorganization of what the Constitution meant, and we have basically been usurped as persons to become citizens of the United States Corporation. Right.
Armed coup by force.
Exactly.
And this is a factual video. We're showing the documents as we speak. Congressional acts, congressional record, law dictionary definitions. This country's been deceived, and the reason we can't seem to fix the problem in Washington is because they're not correctly addressing the problem. They're keeping the real problem from the people. Once the American people know the deception, and the deception's out of the way, the solutions are easy. You need two elements, and the two elements are the Supremacy Clause, which is Article 6, Section 2. Article 6, Paragraph 2 of the United States Constitution, which holds the Constitution to be supreme law of the land, and it pretty much strikes null anything that tries to supersede it. And the second is the will of the people. The law has been in place the entire time. This entire constitutional amendment that's got all this jurisdiction and everybody upset about gun control and income tax and all this other stuff that's coming at us, health care and everything else, is all a 14th Amendment creation. The 14th Amendment is not the citizenship the Constitution created for us to be. The Constitution made us a citizen of the state. That's found in Article 4, Section 2, Clause 1. The 14th Amendment in 1868, 89 years later, gave us the citizenship of the United States, which is a municipal corporation. 28 U.S.C., United States Code, subsection 3002, part 15. The United States is a municipal corporation. By making you a citizen of a corporation instead of the citizen of the state, you're now part of the property of that corporation. And that corporation is owner and head of assessor of all corporations in the United States and owners of all property thereof, as we're going to show in the documents. The CSR reports for Congress, I want to talk about them. Every member of Congress, both the Senate and the House, get a copy from the Committee on Terminating the State of Emergency. A lot of folks don't know we've been in a state of national emergency since 1933. Nobody comes back from Washington, D.C. telling everybody this. As a matter of fact, the 2008 Senate report, which you can find on my website under documents right at the bottom, it says a 2008 CRS report for Congress. Page 5 of that document, which is page 5 of 19, which is CRS-2, the top paragraph, makes clear that Executive Order 6, signed by the Secretary, not the President, so it's not even a real executive order, is where ratified, said the 14th Amendment was ratified. Not a constitutional Congress. Executive Order 7 said it was lawful and ordered and published. Now, I got to thinking about that as my research went along, because President Andrew Johnson gave a speech in 1867 going against the Reconstruction Acts and the 14th Amendment because it created a different form of government and a different citizenship than what the Founding Fathers created and intended. So, therefore, the Supremacy Clause, whether this thing was ratified or not properly, should strike it with null. Everything that we're dealing with today, income tax, whether it was ratified or not, it's a dog chasing its tail issue. The income tax is only made for the 14th Amendment citizen. That's why that citizenship is the only one required to pay it. They're taxing their corporations. It's a corporate tax. It don't matter if it was ratified or not. They're not going by real law. That's what the people don't understand. Once you understand how the problem's coming at you, the solutions are easy. All I'm going to do is remove the veil. You might vote for somebody different than me, and that doesn't matter. But what's going to matter is that we all going to have to get our rights back somehow. And if you don't know how you lost your rights, how are you going to get them back? And that's what I'm teaching. That's all. I mean, you can vote for somebody else. Just make sure they know this. But my question to them is, if they don't know this, then how are they going to fix anything? What I'm about to teach, show y'all. And if they do know this, how come they're keeping it a secret from y'all? And they're not telling you. You see, in 1867, an act to create a different form of government, which the Supremacy Clause should have struck with null right there. Think about it. That different form of government is different than what the Founding Fathers wanted us to have. The Supremacy Clause is there like the ultimate weapon to get rid of this thing. We've been playing with firecrackers. We've got to stick a dynamite in a drawer, and nobody's ever touched it. It wipes this whole thing out. That's what I've been trying to point out, and that's the only reason I'm really got up and decided to run for Senate, because the people that know this ain't saying nothing, and no one else knows it, and you can't fix nothing if you don't address the problem correctly. And this is how you fix it. In 1867, they also set up the court system for this new form of government, the United States, which is a municipal corporation. 1868, they illegally threw that 14th Amendment in there, which, by the way, it was supposed to have been a political choice citizenship. You see? They can't impair, deny, restrict, or even question your right to go back to the republic form of government.
We'll be right back. Resurrected Republic, Dirty Uncle Sam with Eric, Tom, Bruce, and Chris. Dorian.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, can we talk about something serious for a minute? Your age. Getting old has its perks. But remember, being a few years younger, you know, your hair was thicker, you didn't have so many wrinkles, that extra weight wasn't haunting you, and you just felt better. Well, we can't turn back the clocks and go back 10 or 15 years, but you can start feeling and looking 10 or 15 years younger with Nature's Youth RSF. It's a doctor-formulated daily supplement that helps your body maintain its peak performance and fight the aging process. Imagine sleeping better, looking better, and feeling better. See how Nature's Youth RSF has helped thousands of people just like you at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. The holidays are coming. Imagine how it will feel when your family and friends are asking you what you did to look so good. Your secret will be Nature's Youth RSF. It's time to start looking better and feeling better. Learn more and order your Nature's Youth RSF at naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Welcome back, Resurrected Republic, Dirty Uncle Sam, Truth Radio broadcast on RBN. Roll it!
Is inconsistent with their form of government. But since basically the past 140 years, this choice has basically gone unknown, unrecognized, and buried. People think this corporate form of government and citizenship is the only one there is. It's the unlawful one. I mean, think about it. If you're a law-abiding citizen and you love your country and your constitution, and you might think maybe some of these laws might be needed or whatever, I ask you to think of the Constitution and consider this little analysis. When given a choice between living in a lawful, legal, a lawful constitutional form of government, which our founding fathers intended us to have, or an illegal, unconstitutional form of government, which one should you choose? The lawful one, which created a truly free people. We're not supposed to have all these taxes and restrictions and government up in our business. They don't have no business there. And they've only done it through the 14th Amendment. I don't know how case law would have ruled differently in the future, but I know many cases are decided on the 14th Amendment, such as immigration was a 14th Amendment decision. Prayer was struck down as unconstitutional through your 14th Amendment citizenship. Roe versus Wade, abortion was a 14th Amendment decision. Displaying the Ten Commandments in public was a 14th Amendment decision. I mean, I don't understand how these would have, they would have been ruled differently probably at a state level in a republic form of government, because every state was sovereign, its own republic. But it definitely wouldn't have been ruled on the way it has. And like I said, I'm publicly challenging everyone running against me. I don't care how many letters you got after your name. I'm just an old country boy. If you don't know any of this, how are you going to fix anything? And if you can't fix anything, we've had 150, 140 years of the suit to tie and the political lie.
I mean, it's time that you get somebody up there that can at least fix this thing. Maybe, you know, I ain't got all the money y'all got because I spent every dollar I have trying to wake y'all up. So, I mean, it's the best I could dress for today, but I can fix this. And if you can prove me wrong, I'll withdraw from the race. Because I got no business going to Washington if I can't fix anything. And if you can't fix anything, I mean, how can you even look the American people in the eye and tell them to vote for you? That's what I want to know. I mean, it's just a question. I'm not disrespecting nobody. I mean, I would like to know. I mean, you're representing my rights, what was supposed to be our Constitution. I mean, we would like to know. We've had 150 years of being lied to by both parties. There's not a third party to blame this on. Bet they want you to vote for them again. And like I said, who come home and told everybody? Did anybody else come home and tell the American people, look, we're under state of emergency for 140 years. This whole amendment ain't real. All this debt and taxes and all this stuff the government put you through is all from a citizenship amendment and subject to the jurisdiction thereof that was never real, never ratified, and they're shoving it down our throats. If you can prove the 14th Amendment's real, maybe I should just quit the race, because that's what my whole thing's based on, Executive Order 6, 7, and the 14th Amendment. Outside of that, if it's not an issue of Constitution, I'm going to have a website set up just like this one. Anyone that I represent will go there. They'll download whatever it is I'm supposed to be voting on at that time. Y'all tell me how you want me to vote. I'll go with the majority. I'm only going there for the Constitution. I'm tired of seeing what my grandfather died for and our founding fathers died for disrespected. That's insane what they've done to a truly free people. We can't let them keep doing this to our way of life. If you let it go completely, we're not going to get it back. I mean, how? Do you have any idea how you can get it back once you let it go completely? I mean, it's just about gone. Look at this new executive order that's fresh off the press. Take a look at it. We posted this on our website. We got it off a .gov website because we didn't want to be accused of being no conspiracy theorist. And we do want to get our facts right, of course. I only deal in facts. I don't like opinions. That's just another place for that. President Obama signs executive order establishing Council of Governors. Take a read of this, y'all. He's going to appoint 10 governors, the president. So I guess the other 40 don't, I guess we'll save, I don't know, we don't need them anymore. I guess they're appointed. You don't vote for them anymore. So no more voter accountability. Functions. Let's see, look down at function section 2A, matters involving the National Guard and various states, homeland defense, civil support. Section D, synchronization and integration of state and federal military activities, which violates the Dick Act of 1902 or 1903. Look at definitions down at number 4. This term state comes from the Homeland Security Act, not the Constitution, not out of a dictionary. Think of that definition from the Homeland Security Act. Look at governor. Without the term governor, they get that definition from the Robert T. Stanford Disaster Relief and Emergency Assistance Act, 42 U.S.C., more 14th Amendment laws, codes, not laws or codes. I mean, look at Federal Rules of Procedure 72.11. All laws are commercial codes because you're a corporation within a jurisdiction of another corporation. You gave your citizenship and your sovereignty and your constitution unknowingly and unwillingly. I mean, yeah, I'm sure no one meant to do it because I darn sure didn't, to a corporation owned by the British. We were lied to and deceived. We've had the same two parties controlling this game. I mean, I'm starting to figure out why folks are saying they were nothing but corporate actors up there posing as our government. I don't know if it's a real government there or not. I hope to gosh it is. When I get there and find out it's just actors and they're trying to give me a Hollywood check, I'm going to come home and tell y'all. I'm challenging, boldly and proudly, standing on facts and documents only, not opinions and what people think, every candidate that is running against me. Because they can't fix this problem unless they know this. And knowing it's not enough, they got to at least have enough, what do you want to call it, bravery or courage, whatever, to open their mouth and actually do something. Because you got quite a few of them, as you see the CSR reports from 73 to 2008. They all get a copy of it, and nobody wants to say much, except for one or two people like Ron Paul and one of them. That's it. They don't come home and tell y'all. They kiss y'all's babies and want you to vote for them again and stuff like that and shake your hand. But ain't nobody coming home telling you the truth. I mean, it's a shame that I have to get up and do this because nobody else wants to. I'm just so tired of being lied to, and I'm so tired of seeing my country going down the drain because of lies and deception. If you get that out of the way, I'm sure there's a lot of minds out there, smarter and better than mine, that can come up with more solutions that fix this. I've got about five. Any one of the five of them will fix our country. I give you the couple simple ones first. I mean, just amend United States of America to the citizenship of the United States. Add two words, or United States for America, technically. Then you go back to making you a citizen of the Republic, and subject to the jurisdiction thereof, which follows the next sentence, next line. And there you go, bam, supremacy clause strikes arrest, but no. I mean, there's so many things. I mean, you know, I mean, there's so many ways of getting rid of this. It's not even funny. Make an amendment to make voluntary slavery and servitude unconstitutional and illegal without the written consent of the enslaved or enslaved, who must be in full possession of all the facts, knowledge, rights, benefits, privileges, etc. They would have to tell you everything about this, then sign the document knowingly and willingly. You see, now it's become like a duress citizenship, violating the second 13th Amendment. It's now like involuntary servitude, because now they're not giving you a choice anymore to leave this jurisdiction. So therefore, it's a duress citizenship. The debt is an illegal duress debt. The jurisdictions are an illegal duress jurisdiction. It started off being a free will political choice. If you wanted to be a part of a 14th Amendment citizenship, if you want to be a citizen of the state, like many sovereign Americans are, or Native Americans, to not have to pay taxes and be free and so forth. It started off being a free will choice, but they basically eliminated the choice. So without the choice, it becomes a duress citizenship that violates the second 13th Amendment, as well as any kind of contract law, as well as the Supremacy Clause, way strikes it with null. It's gone on too far, too long. But you can't say these folks don't know. I mean, look at the Georgia Memorial to Congress, 1957, they know. Look at the 1967 Congressional Record, which makes clear all the reasons the 14th Amendment's illegal and unconstitutional. Look at the fact how last page 15646, it even makes clear that the Constitution makes it a sworn duty of judges to uphold the Constitution, which strikes with null the 14th Amendment. And once again, they're referring to that Supremacy Clause. Why does a judge swear to discharge his duties agreeably to the Constitution of the United States if that Constitution forms no rule for his government? Well, that's real interesting. Come right out of a congressional record. It even goes on to say right here at the bottom of 15646 that it does no good to even try to fight against it in the courts. Thus, the federal courts actually refuse to hear arguments on the invalidity of the 14th Amendment, even when the issue is presented squarely by the pleadings and the evidence as above. Only an aroused public statement in favor of preserving the Constitution and our institutions and freedom under constitutional government and the future security of our country will break the political barrier which now prevents judicial consideration of the unconstitutionality of the 14th Amendment. You hear that? The will of the people and the Supremacy Clause. It's all we need, folks. It's that simple. I mean, all the sovereignty petitions and people wanting to succeed, you're going to become rebels. They're going to come police you with probably the UN troops, just like we've done everywhere else. Now it'll be our turn. When they're the criminals, don't make yourself the criminal. Use the law. It's been there for 150 years. Everyone you voted for some reason, hasn't made any honest attempt to get rid of this. Just don't let my work go in vain. If you don't vote for me, make sure who you vote for knows this information. I mean, I just want my country back, and I'm tired of sitting on my backside hoping somebody else would do this. We all take a look at these documents, and like I said, if you can prove me wrong in the core of what I'm talking about here, use facts, documents, just like I have, any candidate running against me, I will put your video up here on my website. And if you prove me wrong, I'll withdraw, because if I can't fix nothing, like I said, I got no business going to Washington. It's a waste of my time, because all that suit and tie and political lie, I want no part of that. I'm a country boy. I tell the truth, and I really don't give a rip too much about what folks think of me. I just do what I think's right and how I feel. But once again, if y'all don't know any of this, how's my candidates running against me going to fix anything? They're wasting time, money, keeping us involved in the 14th Amendment corporate body politic, which, as you see, our income tax, gun control, the erosion of our Constitution, as the Congressional Record makes clear. Judge Perez and Mr. Ron Paul worked on that as well. Matter of fact, on my website, if you want the law-driven facts behind that Congressional Record, under links of study, you'll see a website dedicated to Mr. Judge Perez, who him and Ron Paul is responsible for that record, congressional record, being memorialized on the Senate floor. As you can see, the memorialization numbers are 15641 through 15646. Once again, Bruce Ray Riggs for United States Congress, State of Florida. And if y'all live in another state besides Florida, this information is very important, It affects everybody who loves their constitution and their country and their republic, and they want it back. And
yeah, Mike.
Learn it. Have the representatives in your state learn it. Make them go by the real law. They took an oath to uphold and defend. Not a corporate document that they deceived you with and taken your rights from and not told you why you're paying all this and losing all this. I mean, we're all tired of being deceived. We're all in the same boat and it's sinking. No matter what race, no matter what religion, no matter what you are, we have to go learn to become one people at one certain given point, or we're not going to be a people much longer. And y'all, I think it's now. Well, y'all take care, and I wish y'all the best. May God bless and keep y'all. Bruce Ray Riggs for United States Senate, Florida, 2010. Thank you.
Well, it doesn't get much better than that. That's a presentation that we put together quite some time ago. Now, just in, Judge Roy Moore was defeated by the Democrat that was running against him. Of course, on the eve before this race, they released this information on Judge Moore's position on the constitutional usurpations that have taken place over the course of time. Who would know better than a Supreme Court justice himself? This, again, is another blow for someone who knew the truth. Now, see, the truth has become treason in the empire of lies. That's what it's become. That's what we're facing right now. Folks, I couldn't tell you how more important it is right now, these times we're in. The truth of all of this is coming to light. I said my state itself, which is what really got me into it, is when I read that congressional record, it led me to down a path that ended up leading me to link up with Mr. Bruce Ray Riggs. The reason why we put that show together for so long. And now I'm almost back, and we're going to keep plugging away. But it requires your help to do this. I can't do this alone. Bruce can't do it alone. Eric can't do it alone. That's all right. Folks, like I said, prove us wrong. I urge anybody to try and prove it's wrong. Go to proveitsreal.com, dirtyunclesam.com, resurrectorepublic.com. Any of these sites are saturated with the truth. The congressional record states it clear as day. Allow me to share with you this. The 14th Amendment, equal protection. Law or tool of usurpation. This comes from the Congressional Record, June 13, 1967, 15641. Mr. Pryor, Mr. Speaker, I ask unanimous consent that the gentleman from Louisiana, Mr. Rarick, may extend his remarks at this point in the record and include extraneous matter. The Speaker pro tempore, is there objection to the request of the gentleman from Arkansas? There was no objection. Mr. Rarick, Mr. Speaker, arrogantly ignoring clear-cut expressions in the Constitution of the United States that declared the intent of its drafters notwithstanding, our unelected federal judges read out prohibitions of the Constitution of the United States by adopting the fuzzy haze of the 14th Amendment to legislate their personal ideas, prejudices, theories, guilt complexes, alms and whims. Through the cooperation of intellectual educators, we have subjected ourselves to accept destructive use and meaning of words and phrases. We blindly accept new meanings and changed values to alter our traditional thoughts. We have tolerantly permitted the habitual misuse of words to serve as a vehicle to abandon our foundations and goals. Thus, the present use and expansion of the 14th Amendment is a sham, serving as a crutch and a hoodwink to precipitate a quasi-legal approach for overthrow of the tender balances and protections of limitation found in the Constitution. But interestingly enough, the 14th Amendment, whether ratified or not, was but the expression of emotional outpouring of public sentiment following the war between the states. Its obvious purpose and intent was but to free human beings from ownership as chattel by other human beings. Its aim was no more than to free the slaves, but it has enslaved us all. We'll be back. Resurrect the Republic, Dirty Uncle Sam, Eric the Freedom Screamer, Laurie Anderson, Tom Lacovara, Stuart Bruce Rerigs.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Resurrect the Republic, Dirty Uncle Sam, Truth Radio broadcast on RPN. Tom Lacovara Stewart. Bruce Ray Riggs sat in with us. We have Eric the Freedom Screamer, who's going to be with you in the second hour. I would like to, in closing of this hour, read from Judge Leander H. Perez. This comes from the same congressional record that I was speaking of. The material referred to follows the Congress Resolution 208. A concurrent resolution to expose the unconstitutionality of the 14th Amendment to the Constitution of the United States to interpose the sovereignty of the state of Louisiana against the execution of said amendment in the state, to memorialize the Congress of the United States to repeal its joint resolution of July 28, 1868, declaring that said amendment had been ratified, and to provide for the distribution of certified copies of this resolution. Whereas the purported 14th Amendment to the United States Constitution was never lawfully adopted in accordance with the requirements of the United States Constitution because 11 states of the Union were deprived of their equal suffrage in the Senate in violation of Article 5, when 11 southern states, including Louisiana, were excluded from the deliberation and decision in the adoption of the joint resolution proposing said 14th Amendment. Said resolution was not presented to the President of the United States in order that the same should take effect as required by Article 1, Section 7. The proposed amendment was not ratified by 3/4 of the states, but to the contrary, 15 states of then 37 states of the Union rejected the proposed 14th Amendment between the dates of its submission to the states by the Secretary of State on June 16, 1866, and March 24, 1868, thereby nullifying said resolution and making it impossible for ratification by the constitutionally required 3/4 of such states. And southern states, which were denied their equal suffrage in the Senate, had been recognized by the proclamations of the President of the United States to have duly constituted governments with all the powers which belong to free states of the Union, and the legislatures of 7 said southern states, and ratified the 13th Amendment, which would have failed on ratification but for the ratification of said 7 southern states. And whereas the Reconstruction Acts of Congress unlawfully overthrew their existing governments, removed their lawfully constituted legislatures by military force, and replaced them with rump legislatures which carried out military orders and pretended to ratify the 14th Amendment. And whereas, in spite of the fact that the Secretary of State in his first proclamation on July 20, 1866, expressed doubt as to whether the 3/4 of the required states had ratified the 14th Amendment, Congress nevertheless adopted a resolution on July 28, 1868, unlawfully declaring that 3/4 of the states had ratified the 14th Amendment and directed the Secretary of State to so proclaim. Said joint resolution of Congress and the resulting proclamation of the Secretary of State included the purported ratifications of the military-enforced rump legislatures of 10 southern states whose lawful legislatures had previously rejected said 14th Amendment, and also included purported ratifications by the legislatures of the states of Ohio and New Jersey, although they had withdrawn their legislative ratifications several months previously, all of which proves absolutely that the said 14th Amendment was not adopted in accordance with the mandatory constitutional requirements set forth in Article 5 of the Constitution, and therefore the Constitution itself strikes with nullity the purported 14th Amendment. Now therefore be it resolved by the legislature of Louisiana, the House of Representatives, and the Senate concurring. 1. That the legislature go on record as exposing the unconstitutionality of the 14th Amendment and interposes the sovereignty of the state of Louisiana against the execution of said 14th Amendment. Folks, the research is irrefutable. I challenge anybody. LacAvera@journalist.com, RTRTruthMedia@gmail.com. Contact me. Debate us. God bless and good night.
I hear your voice softly calling. If I could only have you near to breathe a sigh or two, I would be happy just to hold the hands I love on this winter night with you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.